Now, Pastor Willie Robbins, what you got? Oh.
Good morning. I just want to put a plug in for our Thanksgiving dinner. Everybody's excited about Thanksgiving and Christmas coming in. I know it was on the screen and it's in the bulletin, but this is a great time to, if you have a neighbor or a family member that you're ministering to, because when people come together over food, it's just more relaxed. It's easy to talk to them better. So I encourage you to make plans to be here. Out in the foyer, there's a page to sign up. We need food. You can't have a dinner without food. And so, and even you guys, if you're not cooks, you can bring bread. You can bring soft drinks or tea. So I encourage you to sign up. This would be an easy way to minister to people. Where's this guy?
You're familiar with that. Good morning, everybody. Praise God for this Sunday. Let me see. I don't really need to be on. I'm tough by myself. Hallelujah. Well, amen. Amen. They said people do better when they got something to eat. Let me see if I got any candy. You ever feed a few people? Look at Ron. He put his hand up first. I got on my Frank Nitti suit, and I'm going to tell you, I'm dressed up. If you go to sleep today, I'm coming out with it. That's going to wake you. Amen. Amen. Okay. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Well, it's a pleasure to be here to talk to you guys, minister you the word of God. And I do thank God for the call on my life. I thank God for the anointing. I thank God for you people, because we're doing great things for the Lord. Amen. We're developing. We're learning some things to put to work in our lives. And I believe that we're going to receive rewards, rewards, rewards. I believe when we get to heaven, they just new life will be lined up. Amen. It's all new life coming through here. Now they're just getting rewards. Everybody else mad. You know, we're getting all these gold crowns and all this, because we've been doing what the word should do, Rhonda. Amen. Amen. Rhonda is my baby daughter. But she act like the oldest daughter. She always telling me what to do. She all I got. Wonder where she get that from. She's all. Hallelujah. Amen. So let's have a word of prayer. Let's step on into where we are going. And I believe we'll have a good time. Heavenly Father, we honor you today for the anointing that you have put upon this ministry and the call that you put upon us, that we're setting ourselves to be obedient to that, to do what you called us to do. And we thank you that the Holy Spirit is here to teach us, to lead us, and to guide us in those truths that you've called us to. We do honor that anointing today. We thank you for the ears of the people that are yielded to the word of the living God. We thank you for everyone you set in our midst today to hear what the Spirit of the Lord would say. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Okay. Last week we got started talking about identity. We want to identify ourselves in the body of Christ since we are born again people. And we need to know something about our identity, so we can pass it on, because our foundational teaching is about discipleship. And we are continually going down that line of teaching because it's so important. I can't help but reiterate this. Jesus Christ taught disciples. And as he taught his disciples, he explained things to them that they would have to do down the road. And we see when we read behind the disciples, them putting to work the teaching that Jesus gave to them. So we are following that. We need a foundation ourselves. So as Christian people, we are building ourselves with boldness, with knowledge, and the wisdom of God to go forth and produce. That's what God called us to do, to produce. And if we're not productive in what we're doing, then we are actually failures, because we're not productive. I like what Jesus said any branch that doesn't bear fruit, so we just break that off. You know, we just take that out the way because it's not bearing any fruit. But he said he's a true vine. If you abide in him, see, you'll bear fruit. And, and Jesus also said, if you love me, you'll keep my sayings. See, that's in John 14, I think, 24, somewhere. And we went through that, I think. But that's what we want to do. We want to follow the sayings. We want to keep doing what he said do. So our identity, we started with 2 Corinthians 5:17. It was our foundational scripture, Lisa. And if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. See? Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. I just tried to beat Lisa, that's all. She got up there now. You can read it for yourself. Any man be in Christ, you see, he's a new creature. See? So, if you're a new creation in Christ, I explained last week that when you got in Christ, you know, you were the same person. When you walked away, you know, if you were short, you still were short. If you was tall, you still were tall. And if you was handsome like me, you were still handsome. See, because you got born again and you still stayed the same person. But we went on to talk about the threefold man. It wasn't your body that got born again. It wasn't your soul that got born again. It was your spirit that become born again. And we used the scriptures in Ephesians 2 and 1, I believe it was. We talked about the new birth, being born again into Christ, in him. Some of the things that we had, I think we had a good time over there too, talking about the good things we had in Christ Jesus. We found out one thing about it. In Christ Jesus, we was dead all over. Then when we found out we was dead in our sins and trespasses, we found out that when we got born again, we was made alive in the spirit. Well, I didn't say this to you guys last week about being spiritually alive. Do you know how long you live when you're spiritually alive? Miss Lake said forever. You live forever. Well, how old do you get spiritually? You remember what I told you? I believe in Christ. I said when you die, you know, you'll probably go back to 33 and a half because that's how old Jesus was. And I said, you know, we get everything Jesus got. So when you pass away and you leave your body, I know when I don't tell you how come your body was getting old and that, because it wasn't born again. So it doesn't have eternal life in it, so it keeps getting old. Did you notice that? Did you know something else too? Your hair get gray. If you notice, I used to have an afro. Now I got a fro. Now it's a roll. Now it's a rub. Oh, sorry, it's getting that wrong. But anyway, as you get older, see, things start going away, look like. But that's over in the natural side. But the spiritual man is renewed how? Oh, you got, oh, yeah, oh, yeah. See, now in your spirit, you won't get over 24 hours old. Every day you renew, see, in your spirit. You renew it every day. Did you know that, Peggy? You just one day old. Well, you ain't half a day. Yeah, then it ain't lunchtime. But, you know, you just every day, see, you just one day at a time. You continue to. And then tomorrow, you go back again. Boy, that's good, isn't it? Yeah, that's good. That's good about your spirit, man. But now everything else keep getting older, see? And what happens is your problem is in the getting older part. You know, did you notice that? The older you get, you know, the more you want to sit down. You know, you want to lay down and stuff like that. You're getting old, you know, and then if you don't watch it, you tell yourself, I'm tired. You know, and, you know, as you keep saying you're tired, what happens? You get tired. You soon get tired. You don't feel like it and all like that. You see, that's bad to get old, isn't it? My sister-in-law was in town. She said, her dad used to tell her, you got to be tough if you're going to get old. She said, I see what he mean now. You got to make yourself get up. You got to make yourself, you know, but when you're younger, you don't have to make yourself do all those things. You know, you just automatically do them. Yeah, because, you know, you don't have to be tough then. You just got to want to, and then you get it all done. But those things are against us spiritually. So what the Word of God tells us to do is to renew ourselves to it. You see, to the spirit man. Be renewed. Let me see a good scripture to give you on a renew. Turn, put Ephesians 4th chapter up there. I think I got it wrote down. Okay, yeah, I do. 4:24. 4:24. Okay, all together. And that you put on the new man, which is after God, is created in righteousness and true holiness. Now, the new man is our recreated spirit. We just got through talking about him, and he don't get over 24 hours old, and you know, he lives forever. I like that. You know, and he tells us to put on the new man. So the only way we can put on the new man is that we know something about it. You can't put on something you don't know anything about. You see, so he's telling us here in his writings to the Ephesian church, I want you to put on that new man. I want you to find out some things about him. If you in Christ, our scripture read over in 2 Corinthians 5:17, where we started reading it, if any man be in Christ, he a new creature, old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Not only have the old things that are passed away and all things have become new, but God has sealed the new man. He been sealed. You know how you seal something, you know? You know how you do seal the envelope? You know, you've been sealed. That means that that man, you, that person, is sealed. And that you sealed away from sin. See, we was talking about, you know, the scripture we looked at first about sin and death over there in Ephesians, you know, being dead to sin, being dead in sin. You know, sin is just dead. I don't care where you look at it. And you know, sin, I was giving you an example last week. When you're going down a road of sin, the wages of sin is, it's going to kill you sooner or later. It might not be soon, but it's going to be late. It's going to kill you soon. But if you're going down a road of life, you're going right on into eternal life. You continue. But when you seal, what he's saying, when you seal, that your spirit is sealed because it's born again and God is in there and it's sealed, that means that your spirit, sin can't get to it. You see, sin. So if you sin, it's in one of these other areas. The ones I was telling you about that's getting old. You know, the ones I tell you about that you have trouble with. See, you have trouble not only in your body, but you have trouble in your soul. You know what I mean? When that's the trouble in your soul? I know bad thinking you've been had, you know. You know. Some people, how your mind run with you. And you'd be surprised, the born-again, spirit-filled people who believe what they think. If they think it, they believe it. Now, I know it's a soft spot for some people. You know, instead of them using their thought life against the word, they just take their thought life at face value. When you take your thought life at face value, you know, if you ever notice when people make mistakes, they always say, I thought. You know, that's a badge of a mistake. And I thought. Oh, I thought come up, and I thought it was like this, but like that, but it cost me to think like that. Instead of not knowing and seeking. See, things we don't know, we can seek God to find out. You know, God will send people by you with the answer. If you just don't know a thing, you just, you know. Some people try to figure out, you know, what other people got in the bank, you know, all like that. Now, just keep up with your account. You know what I'm talking about when I say that? Is anybody asleep? I got this nitty on. I keep telling y'all guys, I get somebody asleep. I'm coming out with it. We're going to wake them up. But anyway, what I want you to see is that bad thinking, that bad thinking is so bad on us. You see, and till we become renewed to the Word of God, like He's telling us to, if we come renewed to the Word of God and bump everything off the Word, we can't help but to advance. Now, I'm saying this because we are disciples, taught of the Lord. This will come to play right again, what I'm telling you. with someone else. I mean, if you're discipling that person, if you're the one that the Lord has called to go and minister to that person, these things are coming to play. You'll have to teach them the same thing that you're taught. You see, you'll have to teach them how to put on the new man. See, now that I'm born again, I'm going to teach you how to put on the new. I don't want you to be just born again and I leave you dormant. That means that you're never going to grow to a great extent. You will grow some, but not to a great extent. You won't grow to be where God would have you to be. You'll never walk in the light that God have you to walk in, because you're stagnant because of the word of God not being taught to you. You're not being discipled by someone who got you born again. You see, so what I want to do is I want to keep continually pushing the issue so when we go out, we know enough. See, we know enough. If I bring you to church with me, I know enough when I take you back to Piccadilly to explain to you what he was talking about. See, and we said, no, we're not even preaching now. We back eating the word, you see. But if you go there and say, you know, old boy had an old Frank Nitti suit, kept going down there, talking about a pistol, I'm not going back and listen to him no more. He might have one for real. But you're talking about the word. See, you heard what was said, and you followed the word, and as you began to talk about the word of God, you was talking to that person's spirit. Because the word going to continue to feed his spirit, see, and not the old bad thoughts, not the old flesh. Because you get in Piccadilly feeding that flesh, see. You feeding that Piccadilly. So you're able to disciple that person and bring him on to a place that God. It's pitiful that it's people in the body of Christ today, they don't even believe God healed people. They don't believe God filled people with the Holy Ghost. It's just bad teaching, see. And they ain't being discipled right. And the worst thing is, people going around teaching. I thought it was me, but it's Lisa. People going around teaching people the wrong things, and as doctrine, they believe these things and correspond to them. You see, you got people that shouldn't, it's poor, they shouldn't be poor because they won't give. Because they say, you know, they said the preacher getting all the money. The preacher gets all the money. But now it's not so. I can see now why certain preachers don't even take salaries anymore, because of the fact that there are people that's thinking that, you know, a lady asked me and my wife this week, what's that preacher name got that money? That preacher got that money name. I said, you must be talking about Creflo Dollar. That's him. She already had old boy located. He got that money name. She said, but you can't think like that. You don't know anything about these people. You don't know what they do for a living. You know, even though they preach, they should be living off preaching, but Creflo don't take no salary. See, he don't take a salary. So I see why not. God told him, no, he got that dollar in his name. I'm going to put a 20, Willie 20. I'm going to see what he do with that, Ron. Instead of $1, I'm going to put 20 on there. And this doesn't talk about the 20. But that kind of bad teaching, you know, without follow-up. No follow-up in there at all, see? So you can see why we going when I'm talking about the new creature in Christ and what the new creature need to know, because he has an identity in there that has to be brought forth and delivered. Amen. Let me give you another scripture so we can go to it. Now, we've been made righteous. I want to say this before I get you. I should have started out with it. It's two kinds of righteousness that we're going to deal with, and I'm going to just explain them, and then maybe on down the road we'll see. Now, it's one righteousness is would be your natural righteousness. See, you actually have a righteousness about yourself that you don't have to qualify for. See, and that's the righteousness called an action righteousness. You know how to act right. You know what I'm saying? You know how to carry yourself right on the job or the boss won't fire you. You know how to carry yourself around certain people in a right way that they respect you. You know, you don't talk bad. You know, you don't drink whiskey. You don't smoke weed. But when you go around your other friends, you can kind of relax. That's a kind of, I call a natural righteousness. You see, you know how to act righteousness, righteous. But see, God makes us righteous through Jesus Christ. That righteousness comes through him. Now, when you are the righteousness of God in Jesus Christ, you can say, "What I am his righteousness." You see, I've been made right. See, what happened with God did, God made you something that you wasn't. And so the scriptures say, we've been made the righteousness of God, or he been made unto us righteousness. So you can easily say, I am his righteousness. I've been made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You see, he made me that way. So you wasn't righteous at first. So all unrighteousness is sin. See, and so if you wasn't righteous at first, then that means you fell under the unrighteous bad, but you did know that natural righteous that I talked to you about. You could naturally make yourself right. But now, since you know that, how many times have you talked to people who thought they was right? From a natural point of view, you see? They thought they was right all the time, and they challenged your righteousness. But you couldn't explain the true righteousness, so you couldn't even defend yourself. You couldn't say to that person, it's a righteousness in God, that God is making us righteous, that God is bringing us to a place, has brought us to a place where Jesus was made unto us wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. He was made that unto us. And you see how he was made that? Through God. God did that. So Jesus get the credit for following God and making us the thing that God wanted us to be made. So if you made, that's who you are in God's sight. So you can declare yourself boldness that I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I am filled with his knowledge. I am filled with his wisdom, because all of it is in that righteous man. You see, when he made you righteous, everything you needed in this life was made in that man. When I become in right standing with God, everything I need is in me now. It ain't got to wait till tomorrow. You know, some people think it got to wait, but you know it's in there now. All you have to do is know how to get it out of there now. You see, if you know how to get it out of there now, you can use it now. But if you don't know how to get it out of there now, you'll never use it. You see? Amen. It's just like having money in the bank. If you don't know the withdrawal number, you can stand up there one all day long. And you keep putting the wrong number in there. After a while, they're going to keep your card. Yeah. And if you keep standing around looking, security going to come. And they're going to put the police on you. You're going to say, you know, I thought I had rights up there. I had money. No, you had no rights in there. Kept that card. I mean, you had some, you're trying to use somebody else's righteousness. But no, we've been made righteous. Everything God has for us is in us now. We can pull it out now. And that's what God called men to do, to help you pull that out, help you see that. If you see who you are now, I'm getting knowledge on it. All I want to do now is know how to correspond to that knowledge. Amen. 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 I told you all last week, the only reason people don't walk in abundance right now, are not wealth right now, they don't know how to receive. They don't know how to receive. I tell you, I try that all the time. I try to get people stuff all the time. Oh, no, are you sure? Come on now. Come on. God said, men are give to you. Why don't you take it sometime and quit arguing with him? Hey, I'm a man and I'm giving it. But people just won't take it, you know. If they do it on something small, they'll do it on something big. If God try to give it to them, they'll say, well, me, Lord? Why me? Just go on in there. I got the deed. It's your house if you just go in there and live. Well, I don't know. Let me call and check Better Business Bureau. You know, you don't know how to receive. Don't know how to receive. That's pitiful. But it's the truth. And it's Christians, too. It's us Christian people. I said that twice. Now, you got y'all going to be on y'all quiz. It's going to be like, okay, let's go with 2 Corinthians 5:21, Lisa. We did 17, didn't we? Let's go, okay. That scripture you need, because we've been made righteousness, but also he has given us something, too, in our making. You know, he's given us the ministry of reconciliation. But this is the good part here. Jesus didn't know any sin. Let's read together. For he has made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. That was that made scripture I was talking about. When you made something, what? You can't change that no more. See, you've been made. You've been made all over. If you've been made a woman, you're still a woman. If you've been made a man, you're still a man. I don't care how much stuff you get changed on. If you ever get before the Lord, he's going to say, you know, we made you a man. We made you a woman. If you ever get there, you know. But, you know, the devil's trying to deceive people in the flesh. Why I tell you all the deception was? It's in the flesh and in the soul realm. It's not in your spirit. Because the fact is, God did such a great job with your spirit. He sealed that spirit. He sealed the spirit. Sin cannot get in there and take you away. That's the part of you. And how old do you get? When you go to heaven. You just get 24 hours now. How you just told me a minute ago you renewed what? Every day. So if anything that got there, it's gone the next day because you're back new. See, you're right back new every day. See, you get right back new every day. So you ain't got a problem with that. You've been made. Boy, I like that made scripture, boy. My. We went to the Ephesians 4. I want to read 4 through 24 on that. Yeah, Ephesians. Okay. I got to talk, and we talk so fast, we talk about them scriptures. You need these scriptures so you can base everything on it. Come all together. We're on 24 and 25. And that you put on the new man, which is after God, is created in righteousness and true holiness. How's he created?
Righteousness and true holiness.
Man. So you've been made the righteousness of God and true holiness. He that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So true holiness. My goodness, that'll take you over there. Let's go Ephesians. Did I tell you Ephesians? Four chapters. We're going to read that scripture too. 423 and 24. Okay, let's go back. Let's read 423 and 24. We did 24 and 25 anyway. And be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which is after God, is created in righteousness and true holiness. Now let's go. Let's read one more verse on that. Wherefore, put it away from you, lying. Man, all of us can put that away, don't we? Don't know. And be sure and not check yourself. I've been telling a few. Even you know what a half-truth is, don't you? What kind of lie is it? A whole lie. You know, it's a half a truth, but it's a whole. It's a whole one. It ain't no possible, you see. So you know how sometimes you be scheming, you know, you just tell a little of it, you know, hope it going on through. But now you got to come clean. I like coming clean. Amen? Okay. We did that one. Okay, let's look at Colossians. Colossians 1, 26 and 27. Yeah. First chapter. All right, we'll read that in 27. All right, let's read them together. Y'all ready? Even the mystery all these validate everything I was telling you. Christ in you being the hope of glory. You know, and I was telling you that you've been made the righteousness of God when he came into you, how what he did to you. This was a mystery hid for ages to come. The angels didn't even know about it. It was hid. When Jesus came, he presented this mystery to mankind. The Christ in you, the hope of glory. Now, everybody know what glory is. Wow. Well, if Christ is in you, well, what's the hope? The hope. Hope is what? Give. Hope. Hope could be a vision, couldn't it? Hope could be a roadmap, couldn't it? It could be Christ in you. You see, it's a hope that he's in there, but he's in there by what? Faith. Okay, then, if he's in there by faith, how will you apply the faith? I'm throwing you off on this. I'm coming with my wife know all this stuff. If you come, if Christ is going to live in you, how are you going to live in you? Okay, now how are you going to live in you? By faith. By the word, people. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. The word in you, see, he going to live in you by the word you confess out of your mouth. You confess Jesus is Lord to make him Lord of your life. And he came in and did that. He made himself Lord over your life, okay? Now, when I take his same word and put it in there, I continually feed that. You see, that's why he's talking about growing in love and living by faith. Because you see, you can't see God but one way. And I told you the way you can see God. You remember how I told you can see God? You see him through the word. That's exactly right. That's why God gave us the word. It validates everything. If you can't get it in the word, don't deal with it. It validates. So that's how he lives in you, Christ in you, the hope of glory. But it's in there by the word of God, the word that you speak. You see, that's how he lives in there. If he could come and bring himself back, Jesus bring himself back, you wouldn't want him to live in you whole, would you? So he got to bring a word. The words make all the difference in everything that we do. You see, the word has to be presented. And when the word is presented, God corresponds to the word. Because God and his word is one, exactly the same. Exactly. It'll go by the same way. He made known this to Gentiles. The Amplified Bible said to the Gentiles about the riches of his glory being made known to mankind. And this is a rich part of the glory that God would come and live in you. You know, now we read about the glory cloud, how God would come on the scene. And when he would come, you know, people couldn't stand in the presence of it, couldn't look at it because it was so bright, couldn't come in the presence of it. Well, you see, God says that I put that glory inside of you. My, that power's in there. You know what I was telling you all a while ago about everything you need is in there? It's in that. You know, Lord, help us to pull off of that. Show me how to go in there and make that work outside. You see, that ought to be my question as if I'm a disciple. You know, be like Peter, you know, he asked all kind of questions as soon as they left. Well, Lord, how come we can't do that? Well, what's going on with that? And he said, well, it's for you to know that. I'm glad you asked. And he go right on and explain it to him. He said, well, you know what the Holy Spirit does? He waiting on the thing. He waiting on your ass. You have not cost you. Not from a natural point of view, folks. Spiritually, you know. Some people use it from a natural point of view, you know. Yeah, we want to use it from a spiritual point. You know what I'm saying with that? I'm dealing with the word. Yeah, so, you know, somebody asked for my car one time. No, asked me to pay their car off. He asked for my car. Could you pay my car off? Well, I don't guess they're hearing from the Lord because I ain't hearing people. He didn't say, he said nothing to me. I don't know about them. But he said, but ask me that. Tell me about paying the call. Well, I guess they thought the same way, you know. You have not because you ask not. So they asked me to pay the call. I didn't even ask them how much they owe on it because I know I wasn't finna pay it off. I didn't hear from the Lord, so it wasn't no sense of me digging in. Because now, you know, if God tell you to do that, go do that. And there ain't many people can do it like you, Jackie, but it's people that can do it, you know. And I know I know you're going to speak to you more than one time to pay out. You said, Lord, give me a vision. not give me a dream. I'm not quite sure. Well, you know, some people don't want to turn loose, you know. They're holding on to it. But I'm going to tell everybody, you can't take it with you. So if God tell you to come loose from it, be ready to distribute. Be ready to give it out to somebody or to who God tell you to give it to. Because you know what? He got something for you. Now, we all got all kind of scriptures on that. You know how God asked people to do things like that. Who didn't do it? And those that did do it. You see? I'm thinking about the man, you know. He had gathered all his crop in. And he had so much, he said, I guess I'll be him in another bun and put that he was going to die that night. He didn't know he was going to die that night. I told you, you can't take none with you. You're making plans. He's making plans to save up, for, you know, put that up. You don't know when you're going to check out unless you believe in the word. And if you believe in the word, then you give him when God tell you to give. You're doing what God tell you to do. And now God not speaking to any of you guys to give anything to me, is it? I just thought I'd ask you before I go any further. I didn't want to, I want you to forget it. You know, some people, they'll forget it, you know, tell me 2 weeks later, you know, God told me to give you. But I just kind of, you know, just blanket, you know, just run a little blanket across it. See if any, okay, now we had Colossians 1:27. Did I get more than one scripture in Colossians 26 and 27? Did I, Lisa? Okay. We read 26? Okay, and then we stopped, okay. To whom God has made known what is the riches of the glory of his mysteries among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Now, what did I say hope was? Could be a pattern, could be a vision. You know what brings hope to pass? Faith. Faith gives substance to hope. So hope is out here. So if you can't see hope, then, you know, your faith don't know what to bring to pass. But if I tell my hope what it is, if I tell my hope it's a brand new car, then faith know to get the car. If I tell my hope faith, then I can see what I'm telling my hope, so faith can bring it in. If it's money, most people like money. If I say how much I want, and then, you see, and I tell my, and when I speak the word over the word, go get that and bring it to me. Give substance to it. So that ought to be real plain, but it's probably not. I'll probably go over it again too. It's probably not plain enough for us to put to work in our lives. Not yet. I don't know something about people. You know, you just have to keep saying it over and over and over again. But there's nothing wrong with saying it over and over again. You know that, don't you? You know how come there's nothing wrong with saying it over and over again? Because you had to say ABCs about 1,000 times before you learn them. You go there and you stop off and say, wait, what come after this? You start all over again, you know, till you finally get it. But that's the way people learn. You know, people learn. You know that way. I know when I'm practicing things, you know, I continue to go with the same thing over and over again. And since I was telling y'all about age, you know how age affects you? I find out the older I get, the more I go over. So I continually follow that same pattern to ensure it, to get it inside, to see it. You see, same thing about hope. See, that's why we teach confession. We teach, you know, keep saying what you want. See, don't never stop saying what you want. Keep saying what you want. Sooner or later, you're going to believe it to the degree that it'll bring it to pass. But you have to keep saying. So you see how the pattern works. Keep saying. So what are we saying? Well, are we saying increase or decrease? Are we saying we're sick or we're dead? Are we saying we're well and we're whole? Are we saying we're advancing in Christ? Are we saying we're moving forward? Are we saying we're going to do what God told us to do? And what if God told us to do? Number one, go ye in all the world, preach the gospel to every creature. And as many as believe it shall be saved. This is where the reward. So you know, God never tell you to go do something you can't do. If God said go preach it, he means for you to go preach it. He means that you go. You know what it said at the bottom of that scripture? And he went with them. You know, he didn't send you by yourself. The Bible says he went with them after they obeyed what he told them to do. And he went with them. And see signs and wonders happen because he went with them, because they made a decision. That tells us something, that you can't get out too far away from God when you're obeying God. You can always be right with God, because wherever he leads you to, he'll provide. And that's what we're looking for provisions as disciples of Christ. We're looking for provisions to be made. God won't tell you to go do it if he don't pay for it himself. That's good about God. You see, people are saying you won't pay, you know. But God is sending you out here pay. Okay, we're going to get a few more scriptures before we close off. Before we, Y'all want to do quiet time? You know, y'all quiet time people ain't been doing right on me here. You know, everybody get quiet, but don't nobody hear God. Somebody got to hear the Spirit of God speaking to them on our quiet time, because I know he's speaking. You know, he don't fool nobody, does he? Okay. We stopped off in Colossians 1:26. We did, okay. I gave y'all, I talked to you a few minutes about, you know, in standing. Well, I talked to you from Ephesians 1. No, I didn't. Let's go 1:4. Lisa. We'll do Ephesians 1:4, and then we'll do 1:6. Come all together. According as he has chosen us in him before the foundations of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Man, so if he chose us to be that way, then he provided for us to be that way. Just what I just got through telling you a minute ago about him expecting us to be like he presented itself in the word. Now, you're talking about holy here now. So if you want, and without blame. Holy and without blame. You can be that way. Somebody said, well, no, I can't be holy and without blame, you know, because you blame yourself. That's why. And, you know, and you're downplaying what God told you you could be. Yeah, if he said you can be holy without, let's read 6:2, Ephesians 1:6. To the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he had made us acceptable in his beloved. So that should answer it, right? We accepted in him to God. See, some people think God's still mad. But God not mad. God did all this to show you his great love wherewith he loved you. From the beginning, he had no reason whatsoever where you was concerned to redeem mankind. All the way lost. Sinner undone, wretch, on his way, but God fixed it where he could bring mankind back to him if mankind can remember that he's brought back to Christ and act accordingly. Because he told you to do it, you can just act like it. Well, you say, well, you know, I don't feel like it. No, he didn't tell you to feel like it. See, he didn't tell you to even look like it. He just told you who you were. So all you got to do now is just act like who you are. You know, be like my folks used to tell me, you know. Now, when you go down there, you act like folks. You know, they was old people, you know. You know, regular people, what they were saying, you know, just don't act no fool. You know, you go down there, you just act like folks when you get down. Yes, ma'am. Be first one down there doing the monkey shine. Showing out down there. I thought I told you to go down there. You're going to get a whooping now. See, yeah, they never promised you one, didn't bring it out. Yeah, they always borrowed the past. All their words were good. They borrowed the past, but the word was so good that when they told you, you start crying right then. No, you gonna get it. You save that till you get to the house because you're coming. You gonna get it. But that's what he's telling us here. You know that we've been accepted in him. Just act like it. I don't care how you feel. Just come on, act like who you are in Christ Jesus. Act like you've been delivered. Act like you're the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Is that hard to do? No. Because, you know, I mean, when we want to act up, we act up, and that ain't hard to do. You know. So, I want to do our quiet time. Now, look, you remember what I told you. It's important to us on our 5 minutes of quiet time. It's important to look inside. And God going to do what? Quicken your mind. So, it's going to be you, all right. So don't think it's not going to be you that God quickened this to. And when he do, just hold on to it. And when I ask you for it, then you get up and give it out. I don't care what it is to you, but it might be something to somebody else because you're obeying. Now, quiet time don't mean go to sleep. Yeah, quiet time don't mean, you know, think about Piccadilly. Quiet time means to think on what we talked about. Christ in you, the hope of glory. because you've been made the righteousness of God. And it's all about identifying yourself with Christ. I'm identifying with him because he wants me to. And the only way I'm going to be successful in this is that I begin to correspond to it. If I never correspond to it, I never get anything. You can't push that enough. You'll never ask anybody to listen to your conversation concerning Christ. Or you'll never ask anyone to come to the Thanksgiving dinner. You'll never ask. You know what? Because you don't think like that. But when you start acting like it, guess what happens? You start thinking like it. When you start thinking like it, you'll start doing it. See? As a man thinketh in his heart. Oh, y'all know that scripture. Come on, let's go and do our quiet time, and then we're going to come right back, and we're going to get the results from our quiet time. And next week we'll do testimonies. We didn't get a chance to do them this week. Okay, 5 minutes. Okay, our time is up. Anybody have anything? Just raise your hand. All right, John. Okay, John.
Okay. It's Proverbs 18:10. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it, and it is safe. I don't know why, but somebody needs to hear it.
That's good. That's good. That's all I want you to do. Just obey what you got. That's all I want you to do.
We were talking about putting on the new man, and so as I began to meditate that, I heard this: if you don't ever put it in, you ain't going to be able to put it on.
That's
and
exactly,
you know, the Bible says that, you know, you have to meditate God's word day and night. If you want to, you know, if you want to put on the new man, you got to put it in you. And the way you put it in you is through looking into the promises of God, those great and precious promises. He says, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. So we got to put it in order to put it on. Right?
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Yeah, Pastor Willie, the Holy Spirit shows us things to come. And I began to see this church. I don't know how far away it was in the future, but the saints, Willie, because of your words, the words that the Lord has given you, they are not returning void, and the seeds and the word is that in the hearts of the people is growing, and I saw the people of God in this church maturing into great, like oaks of righteousness, strong trees of God planted by the living rivers of the living waters. And I saw them as they began to be encouraged, and as your words were tearing down the strongholds in their minds that have kept them back from entering into the presence of the Lord. I saw your words tearing that down and them coming boldly into the throne of grace. And God's gifts of love just being lavished upon them, gifts that will benefit the whole of humanity, that'll change this world. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just, and I'm just, every one, Willie, there was no greater or lesser. They were all like a company, shoulder to shoulder. I saw Pookie there and my sister over here with Bill and his wife, and my sister here and Jackie. I saw everyone, Ida, singing the songs of the Lord, coming, a great company rising up, and others being joined because of the word that you're ministering is nourishing and bringing us to that point.
Amen. There we are. Okay. Stand on your feet if you will. Now we talked about identifying ourselves. We talked about two righteousness, and we talked about the difference in those righteousness that God has called us to spiritual righteousness. He was made that way for us. We talked about the natural run of righteousness and how natural man had a righteousness about himself. But we want to always identify with God's righteousness, because the standing that God has brought us to are standards of life. I mean life right now, not life to come, which is involved in it, but life right now. We can live right now. We can have some things now in life if we put these things to work that we are learning about identifying in him, presenting him as he is to the world system. But he has to be presented. And if it's one thing I'd like to leave you with today, and that is the way you present in God's book is always give. See? Everything that you get, go give it. And guess what? It'll be given back to you. Good measure. Pressed down. Shaken together. Running over. Men are given to your bosom. Because you're putting the law to work. That's God's law. When Jesus told them that, that was God's law being put in line. It was already working in the Old Testament, but he began to add to it, or would you say multiply it. You see, not only exalt that to his men, but they realized that. And do you all know what they did? They started giving. And you know what the people did? They bought all they had and laid it at their feet. So much and so they couldn't count it. They had to pick men to be ministers to handle the tables. That's what the tables meant, that it came in so fast and so much. Obeying the laws of God always bring results. Now, Father God, we thank you for the word today. We thank you that there are hearers here and doers, and not hearers only. As we begin to do what the word said do and begin to see results, we glorify you. We magnify your word. We make your word look big in the sight of the world. We thank you that we will bring the world to jealousy because we obey your word and they see the prosperity upon your people. We thank you for that today. Ministering spirits, go before us and make our way safe and prosperous. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Amen.